Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Oh, boxes within rooms within boxes and all that kind of stuff. We'll talk about that after.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
After this. All right, I saw an interesting video on by Hack the Dungeon on improving the five-room dungeon. We all know what five-room dungeons are, right? Of course we do. They are the building block for creating a dungeon. You can string them together and things like that. And they consist of five rooms. They consist of room one, the entrance. Usually there's a guardian there. A puzzle in the second room, the setback or red herring in the third room, or trick or some kind of trap. And the fourth room would be the climax, where the big bad is and you fight. And then number five, the reward or some kind of revelation that ties things together or maybe leads you into a different leads the players into a different direction. Okay?
Got it.
Well, I kind of like the way he elaborated on that. And one of the things he said was each dungeon room doesn't have to be just a room. It can be a group of rooms or something like that. And that is a good thing. I would use that. But I would go back and, let's just say I would elaborate on it a bit. Like this, I would probably take I had a map of a blank dungeon, say 12-room dungeon. You know, I like 12-room dungeons. Those are fun. And put a 5-room dungeon inside the 12-room dungeon. But I would add empty rooms and other goodies because to me, the 5-room dungeon is the nut, the core right there because I can look at what I got and elaborate on it. So I'd have a certain amount of empty rooms. I'd have a certain amount of different traps or maybe something wandering around, maybe a gelatinous cube or some other thing wandering around there. And it's just to open up the dungeon. That's basically what it is to elaborate on it. And this is the kind of thing you can do when you have your short of time. If you can come up with a decent 5-room dungeon right off the top of your head or out of a book or something, I got the 5-room dungeons book, so I got that. I could look at that and go ahead and elaborate on it. Or I would take a layout for a 5-room dungeon, say, because there are certain layouts you can do, like a straightforward or a V or a, you know, how it goes like that. But what I would do is take the 5-room dungeon and then, roll a D6 and sprinkle these rooms amongst the 5-room dungeon. I would make it so you can have like the entrance and a guardian and then another one, empty room with skeletons in it. The people who didn't get past the next room, which is a role-playing encounter with, an ogre. I always pull out ogres. I don't know why what's with the ogres? I don't understand myself. But, you know, and if you get back by that, you may have to kill him. You may have to talk to him. Who knows? You do that, and then you pass a couple more rooms. Maybe there's a library in there. That could be one of the rooms, or a kitchen, or a bedroom, or something else, or just a storeroom that's empty. It's got a bunch of empty barrels smashed in there. Bunks, or something like that. These could be either part of your fiber denture or part of the filler stuff you put in. That way, the characters have more to explore, and it just kind of fills out the dungeon, too. Extra points for being able to keep these extra areas within the theme of whatever you're using. Because he brings up a good point. The first room with the guardian or whatever it is in there should set the theme for the rest of the dungeon. He gives the example of running into a bunch of skeleton rats or rat men. And that would then he goes, okay, there's undead in here. I get it. Or something like that. And I think that's a really good idea. So that's one way you can fill out the five-room dungeon. And one thing I like to do is, you know, you can get dungeon maps anywhere on the internet or wherever. Buy books, I don't know. But mostly I'd just tell you to go to the internet, get a map, like say at Dyson's or something, someplace like that, and just plop it down and go, okay, what do I do? And there's dungeon creator, you know, online creation software out there. Use that. What I like to do, one of the things I like to do is like to go to Donjon or one of those, I can't remember the names of the online, you know, online creators. But what I like to do is go there, and if it gives me the if it gives you the option of filling the dungeon, you know, number of rooms, fill it, and you get a, like, okay, a certain percentage of this, certain percentage of that, and all those parameters, and it goes, boom, there's the dungeon map, and below it is what's in the rooms. Okay, cool. I've got something to start with. Yeah. I would look at that and go, okay, Or I would say, okay, there's, 8 rooms in this dungeon, and they filled all 8 of them. Well, I would get rid of half of the stuff and then either fill it with, and the rest of it, you know, I would try and tweak it towards my inclinations as a game master, if you know what I mean. So I would tweak it with, okay, I want an empty room here and here. I want a trap. I like this trap. I'm going to keep that. This role-playing encounter, this, you know, these kobolds I don't want those. I'm going to put something else in there. Hobgoblins. Yeah. Okay. We'll put hobgoblins in there. And then you look at it. I look at it and I go, okay, is there a kind of, maybe it set me up with a theme. I mean, I should do that before I even change anything. Set me up with a theme. Okay, there's that. That means it must be this. You know, you've got earth elementals here. You've got living rocks here. Okay, this is an earth-type dungeon. So I will elaborate on that. I will take that as like my hook and then, you know, add empty. Okay, the empty rooms, like I've said before, empty rooms are never really empty. They are empty of things that the characters can do or grab, but they'll have stuff like bones or maybe a room with just a bunch of rocks in it. Maybe the wall has been breached or something. Maybe there's a couple of tools lying around like a pick or a shovel. So, like I said, no empty room is really empty. Because there's always flotsam and jetsam and detritus around there. So, you know, keep that in mind while you're doing it. And pretty soon, boom, you have a dungeon. And, you know, if you do it right, it'll fit into your world. Even if you don't use it right away, keep a book. Try and keep a journal or a book of dungeons that you have created like that. So that way you have something on hand all the time. It could be your part of your what I call back pocket adventures, ones you always can, 2 or 3 adventures you've run before and you can always run again on short notice, whether it's out of a module or a book or something you came up with yourself. I like to grab the one-page dungeons. I've got a whole bunch of those on my hard drive, and I look at one, and I'll go, oh, this is interesting. Then I can use that and elaborate from there. I can even elaborate on those. I've got a couple of them that I use. There's one I use with a monastery being invaded by snake men or something like that, that I use, that I just keep with my, I keep it with my rule cyclopedia. So I always have that with me. And I also have them, and also like the sample dungeons, like the Mincer dungeon or the Moldvay dungeon that come in the basic books are good too, because you can take those and do exactly what I told you about. Put a 5-room dungeon in there and start elaborating on it. You just use the map, and that is so nice. So go ahead and try that stuff out. I'd be curious to see how you do it. All right, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognar@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. For single donations, there's my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. One of these days, I'm going to get stuff in there. Anyway, let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Jason from Morrow Project, Gilbert Sars, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you guys very much. For other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's The Young, Y-U-N-G, Young Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tenkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.